Well, joining us now for the rural news is Maya Barry. Kia ora, Maya. How are you this morning?
Morena, Philippa. I'm well, thank you.
Now we're going to hear about the future of livestock exports possibly today.
That's right. Some people involved in the trade say the New Zealand government does appear poised to ban live cattle exports. The government, it did launch a review into live exports nearly 2 years ago, and the Agriculture Minister did recently tell RNZ that it was close to making a decision. Last night, exporters were contacted by staff at the Ministry for Primary Industries. They've been asked to attend a meeting this morning, and we understand a public announcement could also take place this morning. A bit of background with live exports. More than 100,000 breeding cattle were shipped to China last year. That was to the value of about $255 million. And essentially, those cattle go to China. They're used as breeding stock to build up China's own dairy herd. But animal welfare advocates, they're not a fan of this trade at all. They have been calling for it to come to an end. They say that stock end up in poorer conditions than they would have experienced had they remained in New Zealand. But exporters say that while they support improvements being made to the practice, they say banning the trade is extreme and would come at a significant cost.
Now to honey wars, that stoush between Australia and New Zealand over the word manuka. Well, it's not going away, is it?
Definitely not. So the Australians, they've long used the word manuka for their products. They argue that bees in both countries feed on the same tree. But the Māori Trust Te Pito, it has received government funding to take legal action to protect the name in international markets. It says that manuka is a Māori word and Australia is piggybacking off the coattails of Aotearoa's success. Now, there was a new development this week with Australia's Trade Minister asking his local counterpart, Damien O'Connor, for the two countries to resolve the matter outside of the legal process and work together to reach a trans-Tasman agreement to market the product to the world together. The Australian Manuka Honey Association's chair, Paul Callender, he told RNZ's Sally Murphy that beekeepers across the ditch, they won't stop using the word manuka.
I'm not sure why we would. Manuka is, we spell it manuka, we've been using it since the 1840s. We're totally respectful of the way that New Zealanders spell it with the macron over the A or the double A and have total respect for that. But, you know, we've been in this industry a long time and the plant that grows in New Zealand grows here. So I'm not sure why we'd back down from it.
How do you see it being resolved? What do you think is a good compromise for everybody involved?
Well, it's really simple, Sally. I think we just need to be able to call our manuka Australian manuka honey, and New Zealand calls theirs New Zealand manuka honey, and we get on with our businesses and we work towards some collaboration.
And if that trademark was to be successful and go ahead, what would it mean for the industry over there?
I would just appeal it. I mean, you know, that's my point here. This could go on for years and years and just continuous appeals and wasted money on lawyers and law courts.
That's Paul Callender. However, Te Pito Chair Victor Goldsmith says it's acting on behalf of iwi to protect manuka, and he says it's not going to be backing down.
So our rights and interests need to be protected, and that's the conversation around protecting our taonga manuka. And I don't take the view of Mr. Callender saying that because it doesn't have a macron, they can use the word. No, they can't. Manuka is manuka. And so it's just we're not going to be selling our culture.
That's Victor Goldsmith.
So what does the Trade Minister Damien O'Connor had to say about all of this?
There were clearly some very strong feelings around this, and Mr. O'Connor, he did decline an interview request yesterday, but in a statement he said that from time to time Australian ministers, they have raised the issue of manuka honey. He says in those conversations he has emphasised the importance of the word manuka to Māori and the Crown's support for Māori as its partner under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Now Mr. O'Connor says his officials are in regular contact with New Zealand industry and will be talking to them about this offer from the Australian government to facilitate a meeting between the Australian and New Zealand industries. But as you can tell, certainly not really clear that there's going to be any compromise anytime soon.
Certainly sounds like it'll tick on for some while. Thanks very much for that, Maya. That's our rural reporter,